Hello, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And we're here in London at the Master Practitioner course with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. And we have another special guest for you today. It's Gillian Whitlam. Hi, Gillian.
Hi, Kathleen. It's lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. And you are also an NLP trainer.
That's right, Kathleen, yes.
And assisting us at the program.
Yes, and it's so much fun. The delegates are great. Tremendous energy in this group.
Yes, very good group. So how did you first hear about NLP?
I was told about NLP by my manager at work. He told me some of Richard Bandler's stories, and I just had to hear them from the man himself. And this was in 2001, an inner space odyssey for me.
Yes. And you took then the practitioner and master practitioner courses and eventually trainer training?
That's right, except in the other order. I actually started with trainer training, which was a life-changing experience. And then I had to, of course, carry on and learn more as a practitioner and master practitioner.
Wow.
And then I was asked to assist other people learning on the courses.
So training must be something of importance to you then. What is it that you do?
I'm employed in a school as an NLP study skills trainer. I train the children. It's a boys' school. I train the boys and their teachers in NLP skills.
Wow, that's incredible. That's wonderful. So what kind of things do you work on with that?
I do anything at all. The boys come to me with all kinds of different questions. At the moment, this is exam time of year in mm-hmm. the UK. So we're doing how to be calm in an exam, how to revise effectively according to your own learning strategies and learning preferences. But also, teenage boys just seem to lack some control over their bodies and their emotions and their responses.
No.
and so I teach them techniques from NLP just to help them get a little bit more control in their lives.
Fabulous.
So that helps with behavioural issues, learning issues, sports. I do lots of sports psychology with the boys. And that's very popular. Often their teachers send the boys to me for help with their learning strategies. But we generally have sporting applications because that's what really interests the boys.
Yeah. And it's still a way of teaching them. They can use it and then apply it in other areas.
Oh, yes. And they're very good at generating other areas mm-hmm. in which to try out the stuff.
Great. Even dating and talking to girls. And
well, with the older boys, yes. But the 11-year-olds are really not that interested.
Sports is enough. Well, that's actually fabulous that you were. And how did you get into that position? I mean, obviously, that wasn't a position in the school.
That's right. I was actually employed as a science technician, preparing the experiments in chemistry lessons for the boys. Mm-hmm. But when teachers would say, oh, this boy, he does really well in class, but can't do exams, goes to pieces in exams, I would say, bring him to me. And in the end, I spent more time practicing NLP, and the head of science said, just do this the whole time. You're not doing any chemistry. So yes, they created a post for me, NLP study
wow.
skills trainer.
That's exciting. That really is. I mean, we've been, you know, helping some teachers over in the States and trying to get it into the school systems, but it's fabulous that, you know, that you've already been doing that. That's wonderful.
Yes, and my colleagues, my teaching colleagues, are very, very good at spotting good ideas. They say to me, how did you do that? So it's all traveling as a ripple effect through mm-hmm. the school. When they see the impact that it has on the boys, when the boys are demonstrating their new skills and their new learnings.
Mm-hmm. So do you do any private work with NLP as well outside of the school, or is it mostly just at the school?
I do private work as well, mm-hmm. mainly with children. So in that case, it's a way for parents to help their children if they don't have the facilities of our school.
Right.
And adults as well, because mm-hmm. adults are quite good, but nowhere near as good as the children at learning NLP.
So do you have an open practice, like you have a website or anything or information as to how to find out about your services, or is it word of mouth?
Yes, it's word of mouth. Mm-hmm. However, if you email me, I'll be very happy to give you details of what I do and where I do it.
Okay. Well, how would someone email you?
My email is jillwhitelam@hotmail.com. So jillwhitelam@hotmail.com.
Great. And what are some of your favorite things about NLP? I mean, do you have any favorite books or DVDs or any of the products that really are special to you?
I particularly like listening to Richard's voice. Mm-hmm. So my absolute favorite is his personal enhancement series.
Oh, yes.
With the Neurosonics music in the background mm-hmm. and Richard's voice. And I lay on my favorite chair with my earphones and just trance out. It's my absolute favorite way to spend an evening.
We used to produce those on cassette tapes. And people would just be constantly emailing us, like after a few months, going, I've worn mine out. You know, so I'm so happy the technology expanded now to CDs, because now it's on CD. Because with the cassette tapes, people were just wearing them out because they listened to them so much. And they would call me up and go, you know, I need a new one. It's all worn out. So at least the CDs, you can listen to them over and over again.
Oh, yes, and I do. And I learn something different every time I listen.
Yeah.
Hear different nuances, different ambiguities. And I go, oh, I spotted that. I spotted it.
Well, that's fabulous. I mean, I wish you all the best with the school and helping the children. That's such a fabulous thing to do, because that's so important. That's our greatest resource, is the children. I really admire you for doing that.
Thank you very much, Kathleen.
So we wish you all the best. And now it's time to get back to work to the students downstairs. So we'll be signing off. But thank you, Jillian, for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
So this is Kathleen Laval, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, signing off for now. But stay tuned, because there's always more.